I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois lawmakers are still aiming to improve the diversity of corporate boards, but they've opted for a more low-key approach. Earlier this year, the House approved legislation that would have required at least one woman and one African American on the board of every public company based in Illinois. Latinos were added later to the proposal, but Republicans, business groups, and Governor J.B. Pritzker pushed back. So the sponsor, Representative Chris Welch, settled for an annual report.
Those companies will be rated on an annual basis, and I believe that this is going to be a model for the nation to follow.
The Illinois Secretary of State's office would collect the data, and the University of Illinois would compile the report. The legislation passed the House without opposition and is expected to be considered by the governor this summer. In other news, Republicans are using Illinois' recent legislation on abortion rights as part of a national strategy to retake the U.S. House. Dave McKinney has more.
The National Republican Congressional Committee is using the Illinois legislation to target the abortion rights positions of 39 House Democrats from Illinois to Florida to New Mexico. Congressman Tom Emmer is a Minnesota Republican who chairs the group. He tells WBEZ that Illinois Congresswomen Lauren Underwood and Sherry Bustos must be pressed on where they stand on the measure. It declares abortion a fundamental right and lifts a ban on certain late-term abortions, among other things.
I would ask all of them, quite frankly, where they stand on these issues, because we're going to.
Bustos and Underwood didn't respond to repeated requests for comment. This is Dave McKinney.
Opening statements begin today in Peoria in the capital murder trial of Brent Christensen. The former grad student is accused of kidnapping and killing visiting scholar Yingying Zhang at the University of Illinois in 2017. Prosecutors believe the Chinese national was kidnapped and tortured, but her body has not been found. The trial is expected to take about 2 weeks before a jury of 7 men and 5 women plus 6 alternates. If Christensen is found guilty, federal Judge Jim Shadid says he expects the sentencing portion of the trial to begin July 8th. Prosecutors have said they plan to seek the death penalty, which is allowed in federal cases of murder committed during a kidnapping. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A smiling 7-year-old Carbondale girl was home safe in her mother's arms yesterday afternoon. WSIU's Kevin Boucher was at Memorial Hospital for a happy ending.
While holding her smiling 7-year-old daughter Patrice, her mother, Sincere Dotson, talked about the moment authorities called her with the good news.
I was happy, relieved as a mother, relieved. Relieved. My heart was literally in 1,000 pieces. I was relieved.
Patrice Dotson was reported missing Monday night on West Cherry Street and was found safe just before 2 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, about 2 miles away. She was taken to Carbondale Memorial Hospital, where she was treated and released. Police are investigating. I'm Kevin Boucher.
Meanwhile, Carbondale officials and residents commended the local community for the outpouring of help in finding Patrice Dotson. Resident Ginger Rye says if police and community continue to work together, Carbondale will be okay.
That's why we always say we're better together.
The comments came during yesterday's city council meeting. The council voted to install crosswalk lights and signs in upgrades to pedestrian safety on North Wall Street. Residents from that neighborhood continued to advocate for speed bumps as well. City Manager Gary Williams also announced that at the next city council meeting, there will be metal detectors in light of recent shootings.
You know, it's incumbent upon us to keep people safe to come to these meetings, and we're going to do everything we can to achieve that.
Williams says the measure is not new. I'm Jennifer Fuller.